In the name of Christ, our Savior. Seek the Lord while he may be found. What a lovely picture. If we'd say it a little more colloquially, I think the sense is seek the Lord while he allows himself to be found. And that's an even more lovely picture. It brings to my mind the picture of a parent playing hide and seek with a little toddler, where the point is not to be hid, but to be found. And therefore the parent leaves clues and glimpses as she moves around, and the child keeps coming, giggling with excitement until finally he finds mommy. Seek. One bit of concern, of course, with all of this seeking business is that Isaiah is calling on us to be seekers. Next thing you know, he's going to want a seeker's service, and I don't know where we go with that. What underlies the reality, however, is that the human heart has been formed, has been born to seek. And there's a lot of seeking that goes on in the world, and a lot of seekers, therefore, in the world. We seek soulmates from eHarmony.com, if need be. We seek security, whether it's financial or personal or even electronic. We seek acceptance and affirmation. We seek fulfillment and a sense of accomplishment. Seeking, in fact, is a good way also to understand the religions of the world out there. It's precisely the way Paul speaks of them in his very eloquent and very expansive, even if somewhat ill-received, sermon at the Areopagus. God made all nations to inhabit the whole earth, and he allotted the times of their existence and the boundaries of the places where they would live so that they would seek for God and perhaps grope for him and find him, though indeed he is not far from each one of us. Not exactly hide and seek, but seek for sure. And in that sense, the religious zeal of the religions and the discipline of worship and the certainty of divine reality and the desire to commune with the divine and the powers of the divine make sense. They're part of that seeking, a seeking that continues in astounding and every now and again frightening reality to the present day. The problem, of course, comes when that which one seeks cannot perform or fulfill the expectation, whether the gods that are not gods or the surrogate gods in the form of portfolios or academic or athletic or other forms of prowess. The seeking that Isaiah talks about is really a very unique and two-sided, at least, dynamic. And one side is hinted at already in the while he allows himself to be found. It really is taken a step further in the following verses, where God likens his word to the rain that comes our way, that seeks us and gives life and gives fruit. We who seek, in other words, don't just grope about hoping that what we bump into is benevolent, nor do we seek in a panic as we might for a lost billfold or a lost set of keys or a lost child. We seek as those who have already been found. The Son of Man came to seek, right? And to save that which was lost. It really is a little bit like that parent and the child, not only in the sense that the parent allows herself to be found, but in terms of the excitement with which the child bubbles over and giggles and joy and laughter. This is our life's task. It is the joy of life, seeking the clues and the glimpses that God leaves behind and feeling the pull of the divine magnet drawing us to Himself. We seek and we find and we are found in the water and in the bread and the wine. And we sense as something familiar the touch of love that wipes away a tear or calms a fear, for there is the touch of the Lord as well, even in the dark, where our symposium has taken us these last couple of days. Even in the dark, we seek with a head start, because the one who seeks us and calls us to seek Him, allows us to seek Him, locates Himself at the cross. Our whole life is a seeking and a finding and a seeking and a finding and a seeking and a finding and loving the whole process. The other side of the dynamic is this, that Isaiah calls us as we seek to shed whatever is evil about us, to shed what threatens to misdirect or to cut short our seeking. Happily, the one who has found us has not only touched us in forgiveness, but has sent His Spirit to sanctify and to sharpen the focus of our seeking. And that allows us even to do this, that in our seeking, we move toward what Jeremiah commends those dazed and distraught exiles in Babylon. Seek the shalom of the city. The enemy, the bad guys. Seek the shalom of the city. Pray for it, for in it, its shalom is your shalom. How does the Lord seek the lost? Through those whom He has found, through those to whom He allows Himself to be found, through those who in seeking the Lord seek also those who are groping about out there. It's part of the inasmuch as you have done it principle. Verse 12 in Isaiah 55, which we didn't read before and purposely held back as our closing here, reflects the exuberant joy, not just of us who are involved in the seeking process and in being found and in finding, but the exuberant joy of heaven and earth combined over all of the seeking and finding and being found. You will go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The mountains and the hills will burst into song before you, and all the trees of the field will clap their hands. There's big stuff going on out there. And if you're quiet, you can hear the sound of the clapping and the singing.